If Adam and Eve were the first two people, how did we get so many racials?
How do we get so many races? Oh, yeah. That's a good question. This is a very complex question, but let's go at it another way. The races that we experience today didn't really come from Adam and Eve. You know why? Because everybody on the face of the earth got drowned, except for Noah and his three sons and their wives. So all the races came from Noah and Mrs. Noah, and the three little junior Noahs, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And they were all, you remember, rescued in the flood, and they came back and began to populate the earth. They obviously, through the years, adapted themselves to their area. They, of course, began to develop, and all the races eventually came. But apart from what might be the scientific and historical explanation, is the statement of Acts 17, where it says, "The God who made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, neither is he served by human hands, as though he have need of anything. He made from one every nation." So that's the best answer. Acts 17, verse 26, God, from Noah and Mrs. Noah and Shem, Ham, and Japheth, created the nations. Now, one major component in that happened at the Tower of Babel, of course, where God scattered all the nations all over the face of the earth and changed their languages. So the best answer is right there in Acts 17, God did it. And God sort of tweaked their ears and tweaked their eyes and their nose and their color of their skin and all those genetic unique things in his creative power through the process of providential genetics to create all the different races. Okay? Good.